We talk Diablo 3, problems in the Old Republic, and why I dislike MMOs next on the AgriCast. Welcome to the BlizzCast, I mean AgriCast, the official podcast of AgriGamer.com. I am Brian Bentley, and with me are Matthew Waite and Corey Dockendorf. What's going on, fanboys?
Nothing much.
Blizzard same is so going to Blizzard's going to sue us for that, just so you're aware.
Yep, big time.
That'd be awesome.
Awesomely bad.
Well, awesome. I'm just wondering about a company that has billions and billions of dollars, and they're going to go after my meager bank account, you know? I mean, they're going to take me for all I'm worth, and they're going to lose money in the process. It'd be great.
Well, I think they'll pretty much do like they just did, and they'll make us rename our podcast. That's all.
Yeah, so
Dota All-Stars, boom. Go ahead. Yes.
Anyway, this is episode 97. We're getting closer and closer to the century mark, and I haven't really made any plans yet for what we're going to do for all that, but I'd like to try to get something big together. I don't know what that's going to be quite yet. But as we look forward to the future, we look back at this past week, and Matt, have you been playing anything?
Been playing Bulletstorm on Very Hard. That's a lot of fun. I've been playing Wet. Also been playing World of Warcraft. And, of course, Diablo.
Wait. Let's go back to Wet.
Yeah.
You're actually one of the six people who played that game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Surprisingly, I know.
That's the one with Eliza Dushku, right? She plays the voice of the girl.
Yeah. She does.
Nice. Yeah, I never got a chance to play that game, unfortunately. So I guess I need to do that.
So you have been playing a little Diablo?
Yep.
Just an hour or two?
More like 20 hours or so.
Oof. Damn, man, the game's only been out for like 40 hours.
Exactly.
It's good dedication, though. What about you, Corey? What have you been up to? What are you playing?
So playing a little bit of the Torchlight 2 beta, as we've discussed in previous podcasts. Enjoyed that all the way up to, it only went up to level 21, so I got through that. I was actually playing that just before I started playing Diablo 3 at launch. Diablo 3, obviously, that is the new hotness, so that's pretty much it. Oh, and Marvel Alliance? Is that what the game is? On Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Avengers Alliance. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, it's
simple.
Yeah, that's the nicest thing someone could have said about it.
Simple. It's very simple. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, if you have to have a lot of friends to play that game just so you can get a lot of the extra points. But once you do, you're good to go. It's right now they have spec ops right now that you have to kind of master the level within a month's time, and we're like down to 27 days or something like that. And you get like, you can unlock the you can unlock a special character if you master it in these 27 days. And it is hard. I continually get my ass kicked. So, it's a lot of fun, okay. And I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, I just wish there was more that was trying to keep me invested in it, because I kind of don't care. But I do appreciate you send me Avenger tokens or whatever they are.
Yeah, well, it's going to save you time in the long run. They're just harder to come by these days, so.
Yeah. Which, again, maybe that's one of the things we'll have to end up having an entire episode on, why Facebook games are completely broken.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll do that. Maybe episode 100.
So, yeah, an episode in the near future.
Yeah.
Coming to you.
And you, Ryan?
So I haven't really been playing a whole lot of anything because I've now had both hands surgically repaired for my carpal tunnel.
I wanted you to say removed.
No. What I did find funny is they kept referring to it as carpal tunnel release, and I just wonder where the fuck they're releasing it to. In the wild, on a reservation or something for other carpal tunnels, but they're being released apparently.
Well, that's good because I think there's a carpal tunnel catch and release policy. So
yes, yeah. Right. So mine are officially released.
Yours were too small; they had to send them back.
That's what she.
Aww.
Anyway. But so really haven't really played a whole hell of a lot. I did put about 90 minutes of time into Diablo 3 before my wrists and hands started screaming. So that's about it. Other than that, I really haven't really played a whole hell of a lot of anything. I did finish Witcher 2 on the Xbox. Corey, you and I talked about it before the Diablo cast yesterday. I thought it's just all of a sudden it's like, and you're fighting this boss, and you're like, okay, I'm ready as soon as, you know, you beat him, and then there's a little talking, and they're like, okay, he kind of gives you an idea of what's going to happen in the near future. Bam! Credits.
It's a setup for the third. I told you that. I mean,
I totally agree, but it does feel very abrupt.
Yep.
It's like 1 minute you're fighting something, next minute credits.
All done. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like, oh, all right then. You salute the screen and then you put the controller down because, you know, the credits are rolling slower than anything.
Yeah, the credits are ridiculously slow. I don't know if that's for dramatic effect, but
I kept moving the sticks in hopes that that would help speed it up, but that actually didn't do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for you. It just gives you something to do while it slowly passes by.
Right, exactly. Other than that, I was playing some Final Fantasy IV on my Vita because I decided that I didn't want it to completely be a $250 paperweight.
Too late.
But it's back to that again.
Wow.
Yeah. Although I will, coming October, I will be spending some more time in it as Persona 4 Golden was announced and is now pre-orderable on Amazon for the PS Vita. So, I've only put 200 hours into Persona 4 on the PS3/PS2, and now I will do it again on the PS Vita. So that's something to look forward to.
I guess.
Sounds like a good time. Well,
it's something to look forward to for me.
Okay. How's that? Good on you. Good on you, sir.
And a completely unrelated note, I picked up Record of Argorous War on the 360 for like super cheap from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And what made me think of looking to see if it was on sale was they announced the Record of Argorous War 2. Which, if the special edition will once again come with an inflatable woman pillow.
Nice.
Fancy.
Yeah. Fancy.
Keep it classy, guys.
That's right. So, I'm like, this is why I just ordered the game. Because, do I need pillowcases and inflatable whatevers? No. No, I don't need that and boob mouse pads. I need a game.
Well, they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, you don't really have anything for the collector's edition now.
that is the collector's edition.
Oh, sadly. That's...
Yeah.
Oh.
Oops. Yeah. Well, anyway. So that's about it for me. So before we get into talking about Diablo, and I know Corey has something he wants to talk about, I'd like to get us back into... Well, you mentioned it prior to the show.
Oh, my show. Okay, go ahead.
I do want to do a little bit of a care, don't care.
Yeah.
So care, don't care is, for those of you who have been missing it, or if you're unfamiliar, care, don't care is where I rapid fire topics to these gentlemen, and I get, they get a very, very short time to react, and then tell me whether or not they care or do not care about the particular subject. And then I put my two cents in, and we move on to another topic. So we will bounce back and forth. We're going to start with Corey. Care or don't care? Well, I guess I should ask. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Yep.
All right, participants ready. I happened to catch I happened to catch some Game Show Network. It just happened to be on, so I got into this mode of where I wanted to start, start being a game show host.
So you're in the mood? Is that what you're telling me? You're in the game mood? Let's do this.
I'm ready. Yes, but I'm more in a, Chuck Woolery or Gene Rayburn sort of mood, not in a Richard Dawson where we're going to kiss.
So are we talking like Bob Barker style? Is that what we're about to do?
Yeah, minus the sexual harassment. Oh, exactly.
Okay. Come on down.
Right.
Exactly what he said. Anyway, Corey, you're going to start us off. Care or don't care about the announcement of Call of Duty Black Ops 2?
Don't care. They need to really do something with this franchise that's going to bring everybody to it. I mean, there's nothing exciting about it to me. It's just, it's even on Steam that I look at it and I go, okay, well, it's Call of Duty, but there's a 2 at the end, and there's more levels, and there's more cool things to do, and it's just, it's one of those games that I feel is just trying to monopolize on the nostalgia of the first one. So, and I mean, we've had a Call of Duty either Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, or something every year, so I was really hoping for them to kind of push the envelope this time, and I just don't feel they did that. So, I don't care.
But you go back in time!
Yeah, it's the Call of Duty.
Into the future.
The Call of Duty franchise is just really over the top for me, especially because that's not the type of game that I want to play when I play like the Modern Warfare series. That's why I kind of like Battlefield 3 a little bit better than the Modern Warfare series. So, yeah, I just don't care. I mean, really, do I need to go back in time in Call of Duty? No, I don't. Not at all. So.
All right, Matt, over to you. Care, don't care. Biops or COD Blops 2.
I played that game. It's amazing.
I'm going to have to go with I do care. Judging by the trailer, which really didn't show much, it seems that they're taking a step in the right direction. Whether or not that's a big step is debatable. But they said they got all new graphics engine and are reworking zombies and all this other jazz. So, I'm interested in it. Still on the fence, but interested,
Wait. So are you saying that they actually rebuilt Treyarch rebuilt this engine?
I believe I heard that from somewhere. I'm not entirely sure if that's true or not.
Think so? I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, you'll have to get back to us on that, just because that was going to be my point. Is as much as I like the first Black Ops, I mean, this is going to be what, the fourth Call of Duty with this same engine?
Yes.
Because it's the Modern Warfare 2 engine?
Yes.
And then there was Black Ops and Modern Warfare 3 and now Black Ops 2, and I mean, any game after 4 years of the same engine, for a game that touts itself as, pushing the limit. I do have some concern that it's now going to start looking, it's going to get to the point where it's going to start looking old.
Yeah.
But if they have done some revisions to the graphics, I mean, like, that will be huge.
I think that's what I meant to say. I'm looking at it right now, looking for anything.
But, so, as far as I am, I really like the multiplayer aspects of Black Ops. I never even played the single-player part. But I it does make me wonder if, if Elite isn't the way to go and just start having it all be you know, a series of downloadable content pieces.
Well, yeah, they just make them patches or expansions or something along those lines. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like it's the same Infinity Ward engine that we've been using for the past four games. So, if that's the case, there's nothing exciting about that. It's the same game, same engine, different levels. You go back in time. Amazing. It's like Doctor Who with video games. I have no idea.
I don't think it's that good.
There's nothing that good. That's, you know.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now, and it says that, yes, it's its own engine. It has a bunch of improvements and stuff. So it is a better engine.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. We shall see, sir.
I kind of like the idea that they're, you know, taking it into the future, you know, because, you know, World War II has already been done to death, Vietnam's been done to death, and the modern shit's been done to death, you know.
Yep. So was it 2025 or something like that?
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep optimistic and open-minded, but...
For a game that's only going to sell, you know, $500 million.
I know, right? And I only like Call of Duty Black Ops because of the zombies, you know. Mm-hmm. If Black Ops 2 can get me interested in other stuff, that'd be great, you know. But I'm not going to pay $60 just for zombies.
Right.
You'd be surprised how many people will, and we'll see when the numbers come out, so.
Well, yeah, I don't think we have to worry about it selling a lot.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that should be fine. All right, Matt, we're starting with you on this next one. Kara don't care about Battle.net's lack of voice chat.
I don't care, you know. We solved that problem on World of Warcraft with Ventrilo and TeamSpeak, you know. Don't really care for it.
But man, having an entire other voice chat thing just so you can play a game when it should be built right into the thing.
I was never used to that, so I guess that's just me. Son, I was disappointed.
Yeah, Matt, you're fired. Wow. Corey.
Yeah, I care. I mean, how long have we been doing this now? How long has Blizzard been around? They tried it in World of Warcraft for a while there, and ended up nobody was using it because they were having problems with it, or it's just one more thing you've got to send over the network, really. So as we saw with Diablo's launch, we don't want to stress out those network connections too much right now, so adding voice chat maybe in the future, but we're not there yet. And everybody's already used to using Vent or using Xfire or using, you know, Mumble or something like that. There's always these third
people
parties.
Still use XFire. I'd like to go back to that.
I do. What? I use XFire. I do. Every now and then. I got a couple buddies that I chat with on XFire every now and then. I mean, that's it. I care because I think that we've come far enough in technology that Blizzard should be able to host this. But on the flip side, you have all these other third parties. Why don't they just buy Vent? You know?
Good idea.
Right.
Well, I think the real problem is that Blizzard doesn't have enough R&D money to afford it. They couldn't possibly, you know, I don't think they have enough money to be able to figure out how to do it.
Well, you have, I mean, Vent and all those programs are used for so many other games that you can't just make it just for World of Warcraft. So, I mean, they would be losing a lot of their income for these communities that have built their Vent servers built around certain games, Torchlight, Tribes, Call of Duty, you know. So with that, and I'm saying that on a PC perspective, obviously, because Xbox, you just talk into your freaking controller, which is weird. But honestly, I care. I think that we've come far enough that Blizzard just needs to step up and say, okay, you know what, it's integrated voice chat. You can't tell me the voice over IP is really that hard.
No, I don't think it would be. But then again, you know, as long as they don't use GameSpy.
No one should ever use GameSpy for anything ever.
Yeah, it's painful to use.
It's harsh.
Yeah.
It's maybe cringe thing.
Anyway. All right, Corey, this one I think is going to be right up your alley. Care, don't care, Elder Scrolls Online.
I care because number one, the screenshots don't look all that great. So that's the first part.
Well, it's ZeniMax Online. It's not Bethesda.
Right, which makes me go, this could be a flop. We obviously know that the lore is going to be there. The story is going to be there. I don't think that, you know, the Elder Scrolls backstory is going to be diluted at all. I think it's going to be a hefty, but this is going to be a lore game. This isn't going to be a gameplay game. This is not going to be Skyrim gameplay. You're going to have a hotkey. You're going to have a hotbar. I mean, you can't just run around and hack and slash and cast magic with the right click and cast and then swing your sword with your left click. It's just a third person view. It's going to be your standardized MMO with an Elder Scrolls backdrop. So I'm looking forward to it, but from what I've seen, I'm hoping that it's just too early to tell right now. So we'll see. But I do care. I am keeping track of it. They just released the three new race explanations. Is that what it was? So it's exciting. Everybody said this would be great if it was an MMO. I mean, even we've all talked about, all three of us have talked about, this would be great if I could play this game with my friends. So this is your opportunity. But if it's not, if it's going to be like every other MMORPG out there, it with just the Elder Scrolls story, it really does, it's not going to stand out, in my opinion. So I'm keeping an eye on it. I'm hoping for the best and expecting the worst.
Matt, we're over to you.
Don't care. Gonna, you know, take a big swig of Haterade on this one. Never really was a big fan of Elder Scrolls, and never will be, you know. I'm fine with just WoW, you know. I really don't care for Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, Oblivion, none of it.
Just one more MMO into the fray, right?
Pretty much. It's just like,
maybe that's it. Oh God,
I was gonna say, you know, it's just like Star Wars Online, you know. It's kind of like a WoW clone, except it has better stories and cinematics, but I heard there wasn't any good endgame content and stuff, and, you know, yeah.
Boo endgame content.
Right, so I care about the Elder Scrolls Online just because I think, like Corey, I really enjoy the lore of the world, and I think that it's going to have that, you know, like it's going to be a part of the entire like universe for this MMO. But on the other hand, ZeniMax, not exactly the company I would pick first, second, third, ninth, to create an MMO, but who knows? I mean, maybe somehow they'll pull this all together and we can all be cautiously optimistic about the possibilities that this might be good.
Yeah, okay.
Or they could just come be a free-to-play MMO right off the bat and it'll make a lot of money.
Yep.
Good.
Good. Good.
Yeah, could. Our last one is to you, Matt, and it will help springboard a discussion that Corey talked about before. But care or don't care, Matt, that SWTOR is now having yet another free-to-play weekend, like free play weekend.
Don't care. Didn't really get into Star Wars too much, you know. So, I played the beta and thought it was all right, you know. So I don't care at all.
All right, Corey, over to you.
I care because this is Star Wars basically getting them their step being stepped on their neck. Basically, someone is going. They need players right now as bad as they possibly can get them because, and this is what we were going to talk about later on, is that basically EA and BioWare have lost. There were, as of I think it was February, they had 1.7 million subscribers. Okay, 1.7 million people were actively playing the game and subscribing. Within the past 2 months, they have lost 400,000 subscribers in the matter of 2 months. So, yes. EA has actually said came out and after they released the game. Now the game's only been out since December. It's May, yeah. People, and they've lost 400,000 subscribers. EA announced that in order for Star Wars to remain profitable, they have to keep at least minimum 500,000 subscribers. So basically, almost the entire base of what they need to survive left in 2 months. So they're losing profitability. So now they're doing the MMO push. Hey, it's a free-to-play weekend. Why don't you come play it? Why don't you come enjoy it? But with the latest patch, the 1.2 patch, and then even the latest 1.2, I don't know what the exact build number is, but the latest one, I mean, I know a lot of people that have been having problems. They can't even patch the game on their system right now. They're running into serious patch problems. It's completely unplayable. You can't even get to it. Even doing a full removal, you end up with all these .part files, and you delete them, and then it tries to update. It's not working properly, and it just seems like the quality of the MMO within a 5-month span has really gone down the drain. And it's kind of sad because EA and BioWare are known for being heavy hitters, and it's just sad to see that this MMO is really struggling right now. So they're basically, what is it, Notch had like the best line ever. He said they were a bunch of cynical bastards, and so they're methodically destroying video games, basically, and just trying to find a place in the medium that is changing. And that's the case, is that they're getting away from, EA is really getting away from massive productions to build, you know, of these $200 million products, and working on these smaller mobile social games. They're not really supporting these big hitters. They're not really supporting Star Wars The Old Republic. They're more worried about Zynga and all these other games over on Facebook right now, because that's what's making money. That's where gaming is kind of going. So this MMO is falling apart in front of it. I quit after 1.2 because, well, everybody who plays the game will know I played a combat medic, and 1.2 came out and broke all the combat medics. So I stopped playing. I was like, well, I don't want to play this game anymore until they fix it, cancel my subscription. I was one of those 400,000 people, and they got burnt. So we'll see what happens. I mean, is this the beginning of a downward spiral? I kind of care, because this is just one more MMO that's going to get knocked out of the box.
Okay. You guys act like you're surprised that this happened.
No.
Okay, good.
No.
What do you mean, Matt? Like, that we're surprised that they're losing subscribers?
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of am surprised.
Really?
I knew from the get-go this was going to be a flop. Just knew it.
It's really hard to make an MMO nowadays when you have a benchmark to hold up to.
Exactly.
You know? Yes, I'm a fanboy, blah, 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 blah. You can make all the jokes you want. But honestly, World of Warcraft has been around. There's two MMOs. Well, three, if you want to count that one, yeah. So there's three MMOs that have lived this long, that have survived this far, that are not free to play. Oh, okay, then there's only two. And that's EverQuest, and that's World of Warcraft. And even EQ2 is free to play and has, I mean, EQ2 didn't do that great.
Can't you play World of Warcraft up to like level 20?
Only to level 20, though. It's not a free-to-play game. It is. You have to buy the game to actually get all the content. You can only do so much when you get to level 20. Star Wars is at the point that they're just like, hey, why don't you come and play for the weekend for free?
Yeah, you can only get up to level 15, though.
And with such a saturated market, I agree with Matt. It was a bad launch day. I mean, you do it in December. You've got Diablo coming out a couple months after that. Guild Wars 2 is launching, which you can pay $60 to play for free. Terra is coming out. There's so many things. MMOs are so hard to keep up with right now. It's really hard to get into that market right now, especially when people would rather just play a Facebook game.
Yep.
Casual gaming all the way, dude.
Okay, so how many... I guess a question I have for Corey, and I'm guessing you won't be able to answer this because you don't have these numbers in front of you, but how many subscribers of World of Warcraft lose in the exact same time frame?
Ooh.
Wait, what?
How many, from December to now, how many subscribers has World of Warcraft lost? I'm guessing that it's probably at least 400,000.
None, actually. Mike Morhaime just came out and announced that since December they haven't had any drops.
No one's canceled their subscription.
No, I'm sure there have, but there are also people that have just started subscribing. So it kind of balances out. Purpose? Yeah, they announced, I think it was what, they said that they were at, because they had their big drop last quarter back in the fall of last year.
Yeah, they lost like a million people.
Yeah, yeah. But since December, they've been sustaining it. I think it's 10.2 million people.
Yep.
And they haven't moved since. And Mike Morhaime just made an announcement on the latest financials call and basically said, yeah, we're exactly where we want to be. Plus, you also have to consider how many people signed up for the annual pass and subscribed for a year.
Yeah, and don't plan on actually playing like you, Corey.
You don't have to play like me. You got Diablo 3 for free.
I don't want to get into how you spent $15 a month for 12 months to get a $60 game. You know what I did? I just paid the $60 for the game.
Two games. I get Warcraft and I get Diablo 3.
And I'm not sure I want to go back and play right at this point.
Well, me and 1.5 million other people did the same thing, so there's a year's worth of profit that they just get to hang on to. Can't say the same for Star Wars, just saying.
No, but I guess in a way I am surprised. I really thought that, you know, BioWare would be able to create a more sustainable product.
No way, man. It's a Star Wars MMO. They have, I mean, first off, you're catering to one of the largest fan bases in the world. You can't screw that up. There's no forgiveness there at all. You can't be like, all right, you know what, Darth Vader, we don't need him. Get rid of him. Completely write him out. Oh, well, there went 400,000 people. You know, you can't do stuff like that. You have this entire lore and universe that they're trying to stay dedicated to. There's not enough PvP. There's not enough endgame content. And they're not doing anything to support it. And I agree with Notch. EA is not supporting this game because they're banking on where the money is. And guess what? Star Wars isn't where there's no money there. So, and that's, I mean, 5 months. 5 months. Everybody was excited. Everybody played it for the first 30 days. Everybody played it for the next 30 days. And then they lost 400,000 subscribers.
Yep.
I paid it for 1 month. Moot. Goodbye. Thank you. And thanks for all the fish.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, you still with us?
Yeah, no, I'm still with you. I'm just...
blown away. I know.
No, I guess, yeah, in a way I am blown away that BioWare would let this happen. That would be, I guess I'm
Well, BioWare's busy stressed. Right now. They have to keep changing the end of all their games because people can't handle, you know, how much.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously.
they're kind of tied up right now.
Real stuff because you have to fix the things because people sued them.
Exactly, so you have to kind of work on that. Star Wars kind of gets left to the wayside, right? Same.
So maybe that's what it really boils down to.
Yeah,
Star Wars is broken now because they had to fix it for Mass Effect 3.
There you go. All
right. Well, that actually makes more sense.
Huh? I'm just saying that's that hand in hand. Just saying.
Right. That's a good point. All right. Oh God, that's just not funny.
Next one. Moving on.
No, that was actually, I only had four. You told me, remember we had this discussion in the back where we're like, we got to cut it down from 8 to 4. And I'm like, okay. All right.
Well,
so plus, well, here's something more interesting is, have you noticed that there really hasn't been any news this week?
Well, okay. Yep. So we were talking about that. There's a couple things that I wanted to talk about because there was actually some news, but most of it was like litigation and shit like that. Stuff that people like you and I then don't really care about, stuff like that. But some interesting stuff happened. And since we made the joke of the BlizzCast, we're going to talk about Blizzard Dota for a second. So Blizzard announced Blizzard Dota, which is fantastic because it's very exciting. I saw it at BlizzCon last year. I got a little hands on it. It's amazing. It's Dota with all the characters from World of Warcraft and StarCraft and everything. And we all know how popular, for those that don't know, Defense of the Ancients, which was a mod for Warcraft 3, which was absolutely fantastic and actually spawned the entire MOBA generation. There would never be League of Legends, there would never be all these, you know, online arena-style games without Dota. So Blizzard's like, hey, that's brilliant. We're going to take all of our characters and we're going to use, you know, we basically made the game. Well, somebody
Blizzard All-Stars.
So they made Blizzard Dota. well, Dota is coming out, so there's going to be Dota 2. And Dota's like, hey, wait a second. We had that name first. No offense personally, Blizzard, but you don't really own it. We created it. And Blizzard's like, they came to an agreement, and Blizzard said, hey, you know what? We don't want to hurt anybody in this. We want all the fans to be able to play both games, and we don't want to have to not do a knockdown drag out. And they were actually in a fight with Valve, because Valve basically owned Dota. Gabe Newell. And Gabe pretty much said, hey, we were really happy. Me and Blizzard sat down, and we had a good talk, and Blizzard said, all right, we'll back off, and we'll just call it Blizzard All-Stars, and you can keep the Dota name. Now, we don't know too much about how that works or what the contractual agreement was or if they had to come to one or what was going on in the back end. But we do know that we're getting both games, and we're just going to have Blizzard All-Stars, which is a Dota-style game, and then Dota 2, so we don't have to – that's kind of nice. It's – good job on you, Blizzard, for backing down on that one.
Yeah.
Real happy about that, because I'm really looking forward to Blizzard All-Stars, but I have to keep trying not to call it Dota, because no one will know what I'm talking about. So that's one piece of news. Nobody got a comment on that one? Nobody's excited that Blizzard's, like, stepping down and saying, thanks, you guys keep the name? Really?
Yeah, that's cool and all. I don't care for Dota. Sorry.
Yeah, me either. I have no interest in playing Dota or Blizzard All-Stars, or mainly because I don't know anybody who would be a Blizzard All-Star at all.
Well, okay, so let's go and expand from Blizzard. I'm going to make this a whole arc here in a second. So basically from Blizzard, let's go to Activision, who just reached a settlement with EA over Call of Duty. Did you see that?
I saw it and then went, I don't care.
Earlier this week, well, check it out. Earlier this week, Activision paid out $42 million to the Infinity Ward employee group.
Nice.
$42 million. That was earlier this week, and then now they're announcing that Activision and EA are pretty much good with the Call of Duty. They're done, you know. The trial was, I think, it was scheduled for May 29th. And it was going to be like all the Infinity Ward heads. Vince Zampella, I think is his name. And Jason West. They were going to be in it, and the Infinity Ward group were going to be in it. And basically EA, for those that don't know what the conflict was, EA was accused of aiding West and Zampella's departure from Activision. And now they're basically taking EA out of it completely. And Activision is just going to pay these guys out and be like, all right, we're done. Peace, 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 peace.
Well, and I think what had happened is in this whole thing is that they finally, someone was like, all right, let's just do this because guess what? We're in the wrong here.
Yeah.
I mean, when it really comes down to it, it was like, they're just like, you know, we really don't want to pay these guys, so let's just fire them.
Yeah, I really thought Bobby Kotick was going to go like 3 feet in their asses, but he's going to he just wants to end it, I'm sure. Just pay them enough money to shut up and get out of here, and we're good to go.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, nobody knows for sure that EA was sniping them at the time, but Activision's like, all right, cool. Well, as long as we get the title, you can have some money. Here's $42 million. That's what it's worth. Done.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is probably... EA is probably had nothing to do with sniping them as soon as the shit started going down, they're like, crap, we might as well just jump on these guys because they're walking out of Activision.
Right, yeah.
Let's get them.
Yeah, exactly. Get them ahead. They inside information. That's what it was. They had lunch.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, the people who created, you know, like what is at the moment, you know, like the hottest franchise the last few years, you know.
World of Warcraft. It's amazing. Yeah. So, Call of Duty. Yay! No? Nothing?
I'm not even gonna dignify that with a response. especially if they're being fired, it's not like, I mean, I'm sure they weren't all big on, like, hey, we gotta make sure we, you know, have them sign, you know, non-disclosure agreements and non-competitive clauses.
And yeah, but
I'm sure that wasn't what they were worried about at the time.
It's a battle of IP, man. It's who's got the biggest IP. That's all it is. Who cares about the little guy? It's all about the IP.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what Respawn can get us.
Well, yeah, you know, they're not going to be at E3 this year.
Well, no one's going to be at E3 this year, as far as I know.
Yeah.
It's a very quiet E3. I'm very interested to see what's going to happen in the next year for E3.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a very busy E3 with all the people who are dumb enough to pay $1,000 to go.
Yeah, but the problem is that who goes to E3 anymore? Why do you go to E3? To see the latest and greatest game development? Have we not seen where gaming is going? I mean, at one point, E3 is just going to be a bunch of Facebook games and online MMOs.
Awesome.
Couldn't disagree with you more.
What, are you kidding? Name me one title that you're going to do that actually buys a disc.
That I'm able to buy a disc?
You're going to buy a disc of. That's not that is a video game.
That will be at E3 this year?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Borderlands 2.
I can download both from Steam.
Name a game.
You're going to buy the disc. You're going to buy the Assassin's Creed disc.
Yes. Because I want to play it on Xbox 360.
God. Okay.
You're an Xbox fanboy, except for now, because you're a Blizzard fan.
No. I agree. I do enjoy Xbox. But Xbox is going to be going cloud here soon, guys. It's coming. A year from now, 2 years from now, you mark my words, everything you're going to be getting on your Xbox will be downloadable. You will not be buying discs. You will not be buying used games. You will not be buying new games in the CD package. You will be downloading. You heard it here first, episode 97. Everything in about 2 years, you'll be paying online. You'll be buying online.
First of all, it's not even going to happen until the next generation of consoles, anyway.
Which is not going to happen for another 5 to 7 years, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, the technology's already there. It's already built in. It's okay. It's all right. You just won't have discs laying around your house. You'll just have to download it and put it on your you'll have to unlock it. As Kingdoms of Amalur was, you had to unlock it to get all your content that's already on the disc.
Yeah, Capcom.
Yeah, Capcom. So.
What will Capcom do?
Yeah. Well, while we're talking about that, let's talk about 38 Studios.
And how they want a government bailout?
Yes! Can you believe that? So, basically, 38 Studios defaulted on May 1st because they couldn't make their $1.125 million payment to the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation.
Oh,
that's
God.
Ridiculous! You have this amazing game. You basically talked... The state said, hey, why don't you come over here and provide jobs? Kurt Schilling's like, hey, that's a great idea. I'm going to come over here and provide jobs for you, and you're going to give me a stipend of $75 million of taxpayer money so that I can build jobs here. You build jobs, and you default on your first payment.
How the fuck do you manage that?
Because all the money is going into Copernicus.
It's all going into Copernicus, which unfortunately isn't out for, another year?
Wow. At least.
So did Reckoning not do so well? Can they not make that money up? So,
apparently.
Okay, there's a big difference between $1.125 million and $75
million. Yeah, also.
You can't afford one and a quarter? Really?
Well to me at least, like, I understand that you need that $75 million for, you know, development costs and whatever, but there has to be a part in the back of your mind. It's like, okay, let's at least keep the $1.25
right out
the
gate.
Just keep that aside just in case.
But even if you don't, you allot the $75 million. I thought Reckoning was a pretty good game. I'm really shocked that they didn't make enough money to pay back their first. I don't know if this is their first payment, but this payment of $1.125 million. Reckoning is great. You've had 3 expansions. Obviously, development is going great. The game is keeping up. People are still playing it. But you don't have enough to pay the bill. Really? So now, and obviously Rhode Island, we're here to protect the taxpayers, it's their money, you know, is their viability in worth further investment? This kind of puts a bad taste in your mouth for video game companies. Because now you have these states looking at it and going, well, everybody's going to say, well, remember what happened with Kurt Schilling? They invested all that money and he didn't pay any of them back. Nobody's going to want to do that for video game companies. Really, you're going to talk a state, you're going to be able to talk a state. With this going on, a state's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to invest, please. Okay, we'll use Las Vegas, for example, which has only 2-3, I think, small publishers right now. They're going to start sniping people from California and say, hey, why don't you guys start developing out here? We'll pay you $75 million of taxpayer money, and then you can pay us back in a little bit.
I think anything, you know, this could happen in any company in any industry.
But that's exactly
that they get a stipend to move to create jobs and then they don't deliver.
And
I mean,
then what happens to those companies?
But I mean,
see ya.
Don't tell me there isn't another type of industry where they're like, oh, this financial company that came over here that does mutual funds, well, they didn't pay a loan. I guess fuck all financial companies. We'll never, ever give money to a financials company again.
Well,
what?
Because everybody's got
or an insurance company.
Well, because everybody's got it. Okay, insurance companies are a dime a dozen. Okay, video game companies. This doesn't. That kind of money doesn't go to video game companies. I mean, video games are the new thing. This is what I hate to say, new thing. They've been around forever, but unfortunately, this is like a big boom right now. Everybody wants to make video games. Everybody's making video games. These are good investments right now, and this was a state that made that investment, and it failed on them.
Well, in a way, that's all the state's fault for not, you know.
You can't put that on Rhode Island, man. They were trying to make jobs. Jobs.
Do not tell me that for them to get that money, the, you know, 38 Studios would have had to have given a detailed business plan along with, you know, like milestones and other, you know, project management, you know, pieces. Don't tell me that wasn't a part of the business process.
So, Kurt Schilling says, I owe you this much money on May 1st. I'll be ready to deliver. May 1st comes and goes. And Schilling goes, oops.
I just don't believe that, you know, the state of, or, you know, maybe the state of Rhode Island, because, I mean, like, it only had, there's only six people who live in the state of Rhode Island anyway. I don't know how they have $75 million.
To all our Rhode Island listeners, I'm sorry for him. You know, there's more than six of you, we know.
Yeah, there's at least 10.
They all listen to this podcast.
Yeah, the entire state of Rhode Island listens to this podcast.
Jesus.
Well,
it's just a bad situation overall. That's the problem. Right, so are we going to lose 38 Studios? Are they going to have to cut back? Is this going to delay Copernicus?
Probably. You know,
Kurt Schilling was in a meeting with them for 2 hours the other day. He's got another meeting happening until on Monday, so we won't even know what the – and not only that, within the 2 hours, I forgot to add this part, he asked for more assistance.
Yeah.
He asked for more money.
Yeah, he asked for a government bailout, basically.
You can't pay your bill. You don't ask for more.
Exactly, that's stupid.
Yeah. So I think I don't know. Well, I think most of it's in.
Gotta give him credit for having balls.
Well, I firmly believe that most of the money is probably in Todd McFarlane's top pocket.
Yeah,
you got to pay that guy. Okay, you want him to show up and do an interview? You got to pay that guy some money. He created Spawn, damn it.
Big time.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm sure Monday we'll be able to hear something about it, but just waiting patiently and see what the fate of 38 Studios is. They were doing so well. So I would hate to see them fail because they can't pay their bills.
Well, the only thing that, you know, we wouldn't have any idea just because, you know, NPDs don't track online sales.
No.
Of games. So
no. Which we,
it's not like we can be like, oh yeah, I totally know how much this is going.
Yeah. How many people actually bought the next expansion pack? How many people actually enjoyed the game and spent the next $9.99 on the next expansion pack? This guy right here. But that's
And I'm sure Origin doesn't release numbers just like Steam doesn't release numbers.
Exactly.
So it's not like, you know, we have some way of knowing at this point.
Yeah, we can't. There's no way to quantify it at this point. So we just kind of sit back and wait and see what the judgment is.
Yeah. Just because, you know, it was critically enjoyed doesn't mean that. You know.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. Well, that was fun.
So, you have anything else from the civic courts?
No, I think I'm done with lawsuits. Nobody's listening to this one because it's all just like a bunch of, you know, talk about lawyers at this point. But I do have one thing that I want to talk about. And Brian, I'm going to make you put this in the show notes because Matt saw this today, and I believe his exact words were, "What were your exact words when I showed you the CryEngine 3?"
Hold on.
It's on Twitter. Go look it up. Well, anyways, I'll talk about that when Matt looks that up. The CryEngine 3 SDK 3.4.0 trailer came out, And I have to tell you, it is probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen for video games.
Wait. So a software development kit was released, and there's a trailer for it.
Yes. Yep. And you can download it completely for free. And it is probably one of the most glorious things I have ever seen. It is the next level. It is the next generation video game. And all I want is some Kickstarter program, some guy out there to get this engine and build me a freaking medieval game on it. Because it blew my mind watching this trailer. It's literally 2 minutes and 44 seconds of absolute awesome. It really is. And I mean, they're pushing boundaries. They're giving tools to everybody that we'll say 5 years ago, you would have to spend thousands of dollars to get access to. And here's the, Crytek saying, here it is for free.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I was really, really shocked about it. I mean, it's just absolutely glorious.
So wait, you don't have to license it anymore?
Well, I'm sure there's license. I didn't look into the licensing because I'm not a developer. They give you sample assets. It's the system that you have to run it on. What is it? For a developer, are minimal 2 gigabytes of RAM, 4 gigabytes recommended. A good video card, but it is completely free to use. It's an independent developer's platform is how they're promoting it.
Huh. Wow.
Wow, that's a huge step.
That
just
is
because
a huge step. Huge.
People trying to run stuff on Unreal then may try using the CryEngine.
Yeah. So basically, you can they don't have anything posted, but you would have to contact them for licensing for independent studios, which I'm sure. But at that point, if you're ready to build a game, you've gotten grants, you've gotten money, you've got the investment money to say, okay, we built the game, thank you, CryDev, here's my money, here's my licensing, thank you very much. They're in the bottom of the show notes because Brian's going to put them there. But it is glorious. If you have any appreciation for video games, this is what the next. This is where video games are going. This is Max Payne 3. This is, the upgrade from...
which no one's playing right now.
Which no one's playing right now. I'm sorry. Unless it gives me... No, never mind. I was going to say an Error 37 joke, but I won't. But this is...
Which is the only error I didn't get.
The upgrade from Skyrim is what this game is. This is what I want to play all my video games on, and I'm going to have to upgrade my system just to run it.
Hell yeah.
But it's beautiful. And I recommend everybody to check it out, especially developers and those people that are always like, God, I wish I could make a game. It's very just point-click build, and all you need is a good story and a couple guys, and you can kind of knock something out. You're good. You can get something built together to do a pitch. But it's probably one of the best engines out there. I remember when Unreal was the big engine that everybody was trying to use, but licensing was really expensive, and then there was the Hero engine. That actually the Hero engine is partially what Star Wars was built on, which is also another really good free engine that you can use. But this engine is like next gen shit.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
So, yeah, it's pretty spectacular.
All right, so catch all that stuff in the show notes, and yep,
that's it for me, man. I think I covered enough things. Who's up next? That's what I just ran this show. That's what just happened.
You say it like that. You say, okay. Oh, that's not right. Matt's,
for anybody that wants to see Matt's quote, go to twitter.com/shreddingruin and, look for his quote to me about the CryEngine, and you will just laugh.
If you're lazy, if you're just too lazy for it, it's quite simple. That trailer made my dick rock hard.
Yeah, so I got that in my text messages and went, wow, I really hope it's not the CryEngine.
Yep, not... we're looking for, something on the back of the box, a bullet point statement. Matt, wait. This engine makes my dick hard.
Noted.
Simply amazing. Sell millions of copies just because of that quote.
Developers drop Unreal Engine for CryEngine after Matt Waite
right.
announces this engine makes my dick hard. All right, I gotta stop that. I just actually, it's terrible that we have to start podcasting for me to start thinking of things that we should be talking about.
Oh, now
about.
You want to talk about something?
Yeah, now we go.
Well, no. This is definitely not a let's start talking about this now. But that MMOs are a done thing. Like, we need something different in this genre.
We do.
Titan. Anybody? Titan.
Is Titan going to be something different?
Don't know. We don't know what Titan is going to be. I can tell you it's going to be different from what I know.
Hmm.
How about that? That's the best that I can give you at this point.
Good enough.
That's all I'm saying is like the MMO space is
saturated. Completely saturated.
More than that, it's saturated with garbage.
Well, yeah, everybody makes an MMO and throws it out there. Done. But what are you supposed to do? How many ideas? How many medieval or space MMOs can you make? What is your next thing? Do you want a real world MMO? Because the Secret World is coming out, by the way.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah, Secret World is coming out, and that's very new age, pre-apocalyptic, national treasure / Indiana Jones bullshit coming out here in a second. So,
yeah, I mean, not everything can be revolutionary. Like, go kill monsters, collect loot, sell loot in town.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, exactly. It's not that. Hey, that's game changing, is what my comment was.
Oh, right. Sorry, not revolutionary. Game changing.
Game changing. but no, really, what are you going to make an MMO about? If you don't do a medieval and you don't do space, what are your options? The Revolutionary War.
Oh, God, no.
Well, I was thinking, like, and I guess I don't mean necessarily by, like...
Are you looking for a new platform? Is that what you're telling me? You were looking for a new
I'm online? Saying that, like, an MMO is a tired, old format.
But it works?
Yeah, it doesn't really work for me anymore.
Well, what do you want? If you could have any type of game you wanted, what would you have?
Well, I think maybe I'm a bad person to, to use for this because I don't really like other people. So
because you're antisocial, you don't like MMOs. Done.
Everything you say from here on out is just invalid, Brian.
Is invalid.
Done.
Yeah.
And then say, I don't like MMOs. Because why? Because there's people playing them. I can't stand that. There's people in this game besides me.
Exactly. See? You do understand.
Quiglin, the selfish gamer. Brian wants to...
That's why I like regular RPGs, you know?
Just sit in a room and play by yourself. The old school way. We're talking like 20 years ago, Final Fantasy III, of just sitting in a room for 40 hours, killing it by yourself.
Yep.
Hey, how many podcasts have we had about games that we go and play individually and then come together as a group and talk about how awesome it is?
All of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not exactly entirely alone.
But notice that the way that the game industry is moving nowadays, that when you build a game, every single time a game comes out, what does everybody say it needs? Multiplayer. Every single title.
Never say that.
Are you kidding? I'm sorry. They just put multiplayer in God of War, the most ridiculous game to put multiplayer in.
I know, there's right? No reason.
Why would you put that in God of War? God of War is three games, four games if you include the PSP version. Of
I thought there were two PSPs also.
The other one came in a McDonald's Happy Meal box. I don't think you actually bought that game.
Well, moving on.
But no, okay, well, we'll put two in the PSP genre, which
sure.
May it rest in peace. But no, God of War was a single-player trilogy. It was amazing. It was wonderful. They want to make a new one. They're going to make it a prequel. What would make it great? Multiplayer? Question mark? Why would you do that? Why would you make a game that has nothing to do with multiplayer? There's no reason to have PvP in that game.
Exactly.
Well, I'm just wondering, is everyone going to be Kratos? I don't...
Yeah, the way that the demo was, everybody pretty much was Kratos. Or a different color Kratos. One were some were pale, some were not so pale.
Wow. In a way, I guess, you know, especially at least in Greek mythology, you could have like a, okay, you know, as a joke, you know, the gods took Kratos and, you know, cloned him a bunch of times. Or something. So at least, I guess, in a way, you could make it make sense, but again, why?
Ladies and gentlemen, a game I will never play.
Yeah.
But you have to think about it, Brian. I mean, games are going online. That's where everything is. Facebook games, online. You have to have some social center interaction if you want to survive in the online game, or you have to have a lot of cash. MMOs, obviously. What is one of the most popular gaming devices? Your phone, because it's online all the time. That's where everything is. Cloud gaming, online gaming, that's where games are going now. The single player sitting in your room by yourself game, they're still out there. A lot of them are Japanese imports, but they're still out there. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved Uncharted 1 and 2. Part 3 came out and had multiplayer. Why? What did you need multiplayer for? You really didn't need to play Uncharted 3 with multiplayer. There's no point for that. But they put it in there anyways to appease the masses. So that's just it's just the state of gaming where it's going. Everybody stays online. Everybody's connected to the internet. That's where, you know, if you have a game that you can play with your buddies, the two-player game is dead. Nobody sits next to each other and plays video games. I play online with you guys constantly.
That's what I don't like.
Like?
To be perfectly honest, I don't like the fact that we're going online only. Because, you know, a couple of years down the road, I want to play a cool game, and I'm not going to be able to because their servers are offline now. So that's what I'm worried about.
Well, they're going to have to perfect that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to it. You're going to have to build some sort of engine. Well, everybody said the same thing when Battle.net came out, and Battle.net was revolutionary when Diablo 2 came out. And everybody's like, oh, I can just click here in the lobby and see my buddies and be able to play, and here's this awesome, you know, stable system. That's still alive today, by the way.
That I have to log into a particular game so that I can actually talk to my friend.
Exactly.
Or add him as a friend.
Yes.
Because there's no overlying platform.
Well, there is. Yeah, Battle.net is an overlying. Okay, so there's no web-based UI that you can add friends from. I'm sorry.
And I can't change my damn battle tag.
Yeah, that does.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm so mad about that. I really wish. But they said they could make us change it at a later date. But
That's good.
I don't know.
Because everyone knows that I am Quiglin #1580.
Hey, I'm 1646. Mythic Griffin, 1646.
1937.
I think I'm 1580.
I would have been happy if I got my birth date or something, but no, I got some weird, crazy number.
Yeah.
But look, everything's online now. Music is online, movies are online, games are online. It's just where everybody's at. Suck it up.
Well, and I have no problem with, you know, some, you know, either, you know, asynchronous play or what's it where, you know, like ghost data stuff. That's not technically asynchronous because you're not playing with another person.
Yeah.
That's...
Because Journey, you love Journey, and Journey was a completely multiplayer experience.
Well, I was by myself a part of it, but...
You were, but there were people that dropped in and out of your game constantly.
Right.
So
I'm not saying I'm completely against playing with other people, I just...
You started this conversation with, I don't like people.
Well...
So that, in my opinion, makes you completely against it.
It's not everything's always so black and white.
It's so you don't always not like people.
I mostly don't like people most of the time. How's that?
Okay, that works.
Feel better?
Yes.
I still want the ability to be able to play something and enjoy it and have my own experience by myself, then that I could then relay that experience and then find out about other people's experience going through the exact same situation without having to play the fucking game with that person.
I'm the opposite. Exactly. I'd rather just hop on and say, hey, Matt, what are you doing? Why don't we play this game and let's go kill Diablo?
I'm with Brian on this. I like to experience the game by myself for the first time. And once I get everything coordinated and everything's cool and I've gotten part of nothing in the game, you know, then I'll do the multiplayer. Then I'll, you know, invite friends. So, hey, let's do some co-op or something, you know?
Okay, so you don't like MMOs because you're online with these players all the time? You would prefer to be able to have a single-player experience and then hop into a lobby of some sort, be a la Phantasy Star Online? Which was a completely single-player experience until you hopped in the lobby, and then when you could play multiplayer in an MMO-style atmosphere.
I don't know. I guess it's just game-to-game for me, you know?
Diablo's the same way. You can play completely single-player, and then you can just hop in and out of people's games.
Yeah, that's what I like about Diablo 3. But hey. Then World of Warcraft, you know, I love playing with other people. You know, I love running old dungeons with my guild members and stuff, you know, that jazz.
But that's why you have those options. But we're digressing because that's an MMO. We're still discussing the whole point of having a game online. The whole point is the game is online. And you have developers that are doing it that way because now they have some way to protect their intellectual properties. And then gamers have to, you want to play the game, you need to be online.
I think that's good for PC, but I think it's going a little too far for consoles.
Worked great for Kingdoms of Amalur.
Yeah, but what happens when I want to play Kingdoms of Amalur, you know, five years down the road and the servers are no longer up?
Oh, I'm sure they'll put something in the place to say, okay, here, you now are unlocked, and you can just play the game whenever you want.
Will they?
Oh, really?
Or will you have to pay for it?
Probably have
to pay for it. Yeah.
God.
You gotta make money somehow, dude.
I guess what I don't like...
Obviously, Studio Studios is hurting, so they need all the cash they can get.
Yeah.
But think of all the jobs they created.
And think of all the people they're about to fire.
Yep. Disasters.
That's so
funny. I guess what I don't... One of the things I don't like about MMOs is and I know, Corey, you have a very similar... You're in a similar situation. We don't have a lot of the time to put into it to feel successful.
Agreed.
And maybe that's what I don't like about them, is I would like to get in there and play, and, you know, I'd like to play a little bit by myself and see how things work, but most of the time you have to sit around and try to get some group together, which to me is a giant hassle, and I don't want to deal with all these other fucking tools who could possibly ruin my play experience and waste the very small amount of time that I have to play.
Okay. On that note, this is such a Blizzard-filled podcast, but I mean, with Diablo 3, it kind of fits. So I played World of Warcraft 1 through 60 by myself. I didn't join a guild. I didn't party up. I literally played the game by myself. If someone killed a mob before me, I waited until it spawned and then I played it. I did not hit dungeons until I got to 60 and started doing Stratholme and Skullomance and all those dungeons and Molten Core and all that fun stuff. I did not do any of that until 60.
To add on, when I made a warrior, I leveled from 1 to 80, you know, by myself.
See, there's a single player atmosphere there.
Yeah. You just have to find it. I mean, sometimes it can be really hard, especially if you're on a high populated server or on a PvP server.
Right.
But you can't get like the super awesome loot.
Well, that's true.
Okay. Oh, so now it's all about loot. It's always about loot with you, Brian.
But it's game breaking.
Brian, hear me out on this. When you're leveling, you really don't give a shit about loot. When you get to the level cap, that's when you worry about loot.
Right.
You know, think of
You're
it
there
at,
for the story.
Yes.
But how do you,
think of it?
But how do you? But how do you enjoy the end game content if you're not playing with? If you're not raiding and whatever.
All right. Think of it like this: leveling from 1 to 85 in World of Warcraft is your single player experience. You know, it's the main campaign, and then 85 to gearing up and all that jazz, that's the multiplayer. If that makes sense.
That totally does. Consider my mind blown.
Oh, it absolutely makes sense. I just, that is not the experience I want to have.
I see.
You're so picky.
Yes, because, you know, my time isn't worth anything, so
clearly
doesn't matter what I throw it away at.
We already know that. Hello, 200 hours in Persona 3? I'm just saying.
That was time well spent.
That is 200 hours you are never getting back.
That's, well, well, they did steal it. At least my save game is still on my PS3.
And you still get good quality first-person, you know, single-player games, mind you. Skyrim.
Yeah. Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm? Yeah. Ooh, Bulletstorm's fun. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Can't get enough for that.
Own it, but have never played it.
Oh, you got to. It's like, it's this awesome pulp fiction-y kind of over-the-top
shooter
game. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's one hell of a stress reliever, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, big time. Booting an enemy into, you know, electrical wires and just hear him scream like a little girl.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We'll have to discuss this again, but yeah, I think, you know, that's where games are going, and there will be, you know, games that you can play by yourself. Deus Ex, I just played that. You have all these games that you can sit down and play, but how much fun is that, and how long is that going to last until you're going to be like, I would like some social interaction?
Some people end up like that, though.
Yeah, some people like that, and that's good for them. They can play those games. For me, I'm going to always play online. I pay good money to Comcast so that I can play online, damn it.
Yeah.
And I think that, but what I think is, if we're going to continue that way, then we need better integration that can benefit both parties.
But it's going to happen. We have to give it time. This is all new, man. This has only been around for, what, 7-10 years? I mean, we're slowly progressing, and we're finding out what gamers like, and we're testing things in the water. Star Wars is a perfectly good example. Why doesn't Star Wars work? Why is it not working? What's wrong with it? What was done wrong? Lord of the Rings Online, that's a fantastic game. We all know it was a fantastic game. It's still alive. It's free to play. DDO, you know. When does the market become too saturated that you have to start branching off and doing something else? It's going to happen. Gaming has always been ever evolving. This is just the upturn that we're in right now is online gaming. Who knows? That may go back to single player when the apocalypse happens. I don't know. Torchlight 2, single player, or join the lobby. Just saying.
In due time.
Well, I think Torchlight 2 is going to be fun just if we're playing together, but I'm not going to go out looking for a public game.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. So.
And then it probably also won't have voice chat because it's only a $20 game, and I'll have to find a better way of chatting. Because I want to, like, it's not like we need strategy when we're blowing things up. I just would like to talk to you guys so I can laugh about, you know, splattering something against the wall.
God,
you know?
If there's only a program that we all had that we could use. Nope. That was voice over IP that was free. God, I wish
I
had,
right?
A program like that. What was the
Ventrilo? Was that the name of it?
Well, if anything, we could always use Skype, and I can do
that's
it.
That's what I was
Vita.
Getting at. I was trying to be sarcastic. Seriously,
yes,
we're talking
I now
about
have
now.
I now have Skype at my Vita.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I haven't actually used it, but
you have,
but it can do it.
You have does Skype? Does your Vita have a headset?
I don't have a headset.
So you are literally talking to your Vita via Skype.
Yeah.
Let's just look at that image of you sitting on the toilet having a conversation. Is that what you're doing right now? You're pooping, aren't you?
If I say no at this point, is that bad?
You can't take
no,
it back. You can't take it back.
No, of course I'm not, because I got to have Pamela up so I can record this.
All right, so thank God for Pamela. So, thank God for recording software.
Yes, because I can't take Pamela into the bathroom.
Oh,
that's, oh, God.
Famous quotes by Brian.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think.
All right, so I say we should wrap these things up.
Absolutely.
Blizzard fanboy number one, go ahead and give your contact info. That's you, Corey.
Oh, is that me? Okay, you guys can find me on the Twitters at Mythic Griffin, MythicGriffon. In fact, you can pretty much find me anywhere. My blog, everything. Just find me, Mythic Griffin. Send me an email. That way, you know, you'd have to actually send me cdockendorf@agrogamer.com. I'm more than willing to listen to opinions and comments and...
That's a lie, by the way.
Yeah. I'm not. I just put... There's a filter, actually, that every time it says, I think, I just throw it in the trash. Yep. So, but yeah, check me out on Twitter. I'm always posting fun stuff up there. Always very interesting things. And I also take recommendations for anything that people think is fascinating in gaming these days.
All right. Fanboy number two, Matt, what do you got?
You can find me on the Twitters at Shredding Ruin, R-U-E-N. You can also find me on Pwn.com as simply Ruin, R-U-E-N. And you can check my email at jthm773@gmail.com.
Dude's hardcore.
Word. And just like Corey, you can catch me on everything, pretty much Twitter, Pwn, Facebook, whatever, as Quiglin, Quiglin. And send all comments and stuff to bbentley@agrogamer.com, and send me whatever, and I will get it included in the next show. And now that I, you know, have use of both my hands again, I'm, you know, hoping we can continue to have a bit more of a steady schedule as we move towards Magic number 100.
Yay!
We have to pop like champagne or something.
Yeah, just so you know, that was completely unscripted. Yay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100, we may have to do some, maybe a little drinking.
Yeah.
Some epic stuff.
Yeah. I think we should have an all Persona episode.
I think we should all just meet up and, like, have a round robin table.
That'd be awesome.
Or a video cast.
Exactly. Video cast for the win.
But then I have to put on pants.
We'll just film you from the waist up?
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
That'll work.
Sounds like a good plan. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, great. All right. So, you guys take it easy, and we will see you on the next episode of the AgriCast. We're out. Peace.
See ya.
Sayonara.